scary time for India.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Fear has gripped India's financial capital of Mumbai. Two luxury hotels have turned into a battleground where police are fighting terrorists. Those terrorists coordinated an attack on 10 locations around the city. An Islamic militant group has claimed responsibility. So far, more than 100 people are dead. Mumbai has seen this kind of thing before, but this time the economic consequences could be much more severe, considering the state of the global economy. We're joined now by Rupak Saluja. He's a film producer based in Bombay. Rupak, what kind of fallout could India be facing here?
Yes, it definitely will have an impact in foreign investor confidence, on India's international image, on people's confidence within India as well. All the stakeholders involved are going to feel it, especially when the stock market opens tomorrow. There's going to be a lot of empty planes coming to India over the next few weeks and maybe some canceled flights. But overall, I think there is going to be a tendency towards resilience, and you'll see that the effects are not going to be very long-lasting.
And is there anything here to the timing of it with the global economy suffering the way it is?
Yeah, it is definitely unfortunate. I mean, it's not like you need something like this happening at any point, but you really don't need it happening now. Less than 6 months ago, the index on the Indian stock market was at about 20,000. We're about somewhere around, hovering around 8,000 right now, and I wouldn't be surprised if you see it flirting with 5.5, 6 in the next week.
Rupak, you're a film producer?
That's right.
You know, India has made a name for itself in the movie business. I'm wondering if there might be some backlash on your industry because of attacks like this.
Well, as far as my industry personally, we make TV commercials for international markets, and we work with a lot of international directors. And I do expect our business to be affected in the short term, at least in terms of a lot of, you know, a lot of people not wanting to travel to India and such things.
Film producer Rupak Saluja in Bombay, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
India's stock market was closed today. Obviously, Wall Street is closed as well. Markets elsewhere in Asia and in Europe have seen gains so far. Today, Germany said its unemployment rate has hit a 16-year low, but it's still 7%, and Germany is officially in recession, so more job losses could be coming. One German entrepreneur has created a holiday job for himself. He's selling a chocolate Jesus. From Berlin, Kyle James reports.
Frank Unhausen says he wants to reintroduce traditional values to an overly commercial Christmas. So he looked around at the market and all those chocolate Santas out there and founded a business called Sweet Lord. Its main product, a 3.5-ounce chocolate figure of Jesus wrapped in gold foil. Just look at the current banking crisis, he says, this lust for money. That has something to do with values. The chocolate Jesus could make people take another look at what he taught and how he lived. Unhausen says he's gotten thousands of internet orders from around the globe, but Germany's churches are not amused. A Catholic spokesman despaired the fact that Jesus could end up on a store shelf next to chocolate elves and edible bunnies. Others have called the idea tasteless and the height of kitsch. In Berlin, I'm Kyle James for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SaveAndInvest.org, helping military service members and families manage their money with confidence. Online at SaveAndInvest.org. By Clarks & Potter, publishers of The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, a holiday gift idea for people who love to eat. Now available at SplendidTable.org. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution by carrying the load of 280 trucks by rail. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
After you're done eating today, maybe your thoughts will drift toward healthier food. Cash Peters changed his diet recently and found it made his wallet lighter, too.
Oh, guess what? I've become a vegetarian.
Yeah!
calm down. I only just started. But I made the decision after I met this guy, Dave Wolf. He's a health guru, and therefore somebody I'd usually avoid.
I've been a raw food vegetarian for over 15 years now, and I never feel sore muscles, never wiped out. My brain is never foggy because there's nothing clogging my system.
Yeah, well, okay. Problem is, if I did turn vegetarian and quit hamburgers, chicken, sausages, or as I call them, my friends in the fridge, what was I going to eat instead? Turned out it's exactly what I'd feared. Organic vegetables. I know, crazy people food, right?
You know, I could take an avocado, sprinkle a little bit of kelp on it, and have a little bit of seaweed, like dull seaweed, and I'm good to go.
Yeah, well, good for you. Avocado and seaweed. Ugh. Colleen Patrick-Goudreau is the woman behind vegetarian website CompassionateCooks.com.
I encourage people to cook from scratch as much as possible and eat whole foods. We're talking about fruits and vegetables. It doesn't take that long to chop up some vegetables.
Well, no, but it takes longer than visiting the drive-thru at Wendy's. But you know what? I did it anyway. Started eating fruits and raw vegetables. Even bought a recipe book and made a vegetarian meatloaf using buckwheat instead of meat. Oh, sure, it tastes like the stuff they use as filler in padded envelopes, but it's not just about the taste. Turning vegetarian can be expensive. My grocery bill shot up about 30%. Actually, Colleen thought I was whining way too much.
First of all, you said that, you know, you're making things that nobody else wants to eat, so I think you may need to look at a few more recipes, and I can provide you with some. But what
happens... You're not selling a book, are you, Colleen, by any
chance? I do have a book, actually... Funny you bring that up.
Yeah, very funny. They're all selling stuff, these guys. Vegetarianism is big business. But if you want to do it too, well, here's my tip. A, phase it in gradually so your body gets used to it. And so does your bank manager. I mean, $16 I paid for a jar of spirulina tablets. Also, B, find a diet that's right for your body. It's been 3 weeks now, and here's the surprise. I feel fantastic. And not in a crazy person way. This stuff works. Buckwheat meatloaf, anyone? In Los Angeles, I'm Kesh Peters for Marketplace.
And I'm Scott Jagow. Whatever you're eating today, happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Marketplace.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.